This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional today, and we are part 27 of Love and Peace, or Peace and Love. This wonderful time when we can spend in the presence of Almighty God, and we can study His Word. And today we come to Psalm 37, the 37th Psalm, and we look at verse 8, and we creep into verse 9 as well. And the New Living Translation is the translation I use when I'm reading the Word, and I'm reading to you, the NLT. It says this: stop being angry. Turn from your rage. Do not lose your temper. It only leads to harm. For the wicked will be destroyed, but those who trust in the Lord will possess the land. What wise words. What wise words right in the middle of this psalm, this Psalm of David. I can see him now, sitting there penning this. I can imagine what is going through his mind as he begins to write. He starts by saying, don't worry about the wicked or envy those who do wrong. Yet David has been so worried about the wicked. He's been so scared of doing wrong. He's hidden. He's been very frightened. But God has transformed him. And I believe God transforms him because he was his chosen one. God had chosen David. Out of all his brothers, David was the young one who was up in the fields looking after the sheep, and all the six brothers came in one by one, and none of them were picked. Samuel didn't pick any of them. But he waited until he asked David's father where the youngest one was. Oh, he's up in the fields. He's up in the fields looking after the sheep. So he said, bring him down. Let's have a look at him. And as he walked in, as David walked in, this was the anointed one. This was the one who was going to be anointed. Hallelujah and glory to God. God had put his hand on David's life right there. And his anointing was on him right there. And his life was changing right there. And here's David now, many years later, sitting down, probably on a rock somewhere. I can imagine him sitting on a rock overlooking some wonderful, wonderful pasture. And he's sitting there writing, and he says this: stop being angry. Turn from your rage. Do not lose your temper. It only leads to harm. Because I would imagine that David has looked back on his life and thought, you know, I've been angry. I've been so full of rage. And what was the net result of that rage? What happened? Well, you don't even need to think about it. I can look at my own life, beloved. I can look at how I've lived my life up to this point in my life. And I'm old now. And I can hear you saying, no, you're not old. Yes, I am. I'm getting there. I'm certainly getting there. I'm a bit creaky now. But the point I'm trying to make is I look back on my life and I think, when I've been angry, when I've been full of rage, what has the fruit been? What was the net product of me being angry and full of rage? it led to harm. Because when I was angry and full of rage, I wasn't looking at God. I was looking at the situation. I was looking at the position I was in. And I wasn't taking any notice of God. No, 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 no. I was more interested in being angry and full of rage. I was more interested in losing my rag, as we say here in the UK, losing my temper. That is what I wanted to do. I didn't want to be peaceful. I didn't want to feel God's love at that time. I was too angry. And I can remember someone saying to me, "You know what, David? You're a very angry man." And I was. I was a very angry man. Even when I was peaceful, even when I was calm, I was angry. It could be seen on my face. I was still an angry man because it wouldn't take very much before I would explode. And my friends and my family knew that. Now, I'm talking years ago now. My friends and my family, they all knew that. And one day, I went to a meeting at a place called Glenlee Manor. I'll never forget this. I went to this meeting, and it was about healing and deliverance. And this man was preaching, can't remember his name, but he was talking about rage and anger and talking about this stuff. And I started to feel very unwell. I remember thinking, I need to go to bed. And I laid down in my bed, and all sorts of stuff was coming out of me, and I knew it. I'm not going to go into details. Suffice it to say, something major was going on. And at the end of it, about 30 minutes later, I remember thinking, the anger's gone. The rage, it's gone. And what do I feel now? I feel peace. You see, when you're in the midst of anger and rage, you're never going to look to Almighty God to try and sort out your problem. What you're going to do is look to yourself and understand how you're feeling and say, I'm angry about this. I'm not putting up with this any longer. It's over. It's finished. Go away from me. Blah, 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 blah. Whatever it is, the anger and the rage and the frustration all comes out and you're not looking toward God. And in the midst of all this anger and rage and frustration, there is no peace. There is no peace there at all. And as David says, stop being angry, turn from your rage, do not lose your temper, it only leads to harm. And he's saying, just stop it. Stop this anger. But beloved, sometimes you can't. Because it's ingrained. And that is when you need the guidance of Almighty God. And in the midst of your anger and your rage and your frustration, you have to stop. And you have to take stock of what is going on and who you are. I did this today. I wasn't angry. I wasn't full of rage. But I looked at a situation in my life and I thought, no, no more. This is happening no longer in my life. And I began to speak in tongues and I said, Lord, this needs to go in Jesus' name. That is what I was saying. I was just speaking in another tongue and allowing God to minister to me in whatever way he wanted to minister to me. But beloved, you have to get to a position where you say no more anger, no more rage, no more frustration. David goes on to say, for the wicked will be destroyed, but those who trust in the Lord, say that with me, but those who trust in the Lord, say it again, but those who trust in the Lord will possess the land. That means the wicked will not possess the land, but those who trust in the Lord will possess the land. Are you with me? Think about your own life. If you trust in the Lord, you might not possess the land as David is talking about here, but you will possess something else. And I'll tell you what that will be. You will possess the peace and the love of God, because God will pour his love and his peace into you. But I don't believe he will whilst you're full of rage and anger. I believe he wants you to turn to him to say, Lord, I need to get rid of this rage and this anger. Now, beloved, you may not be full of rage, and you may not be angry right now, but do you recognize what I'm saying to you? This is important. Do you recognize these words? You're an angry person. That doesn't mean to say you're angry all the time. In fact, you could be angry half the time or quarter of the time. It doesn't make any difference. But there is a sense about you where you could actually lose your temper very quickly. Your temper goes from normal to being in the red in a matter of seconds. You explode, in other words. Somebody says something and you explode. Well, I believe the message today is that has to go in Jesus' name. It is no longer allowed. It is no longer a place for that in your life. And it needs to leave now in Jesus' name. And in a moment, I'm going to pray. And this is going to be quite a tough and difficult prayer, maybe, for you. Because perhaps you're not recognizing it. Perhaps you're not seeing it, but maybe God Almighty is seeing it right now, and he's saying, I'm putting my finger on that, because today that stops. And if that is you, and as I'm speaking and I'm talking about anger and rage and frustration, as I'm talking about that, are you feeling sort of like there's butterflies in your tummy? Is God convicting you of that? That is the way to tell that the Lord is convicting you. You start to think, oh my word, I'm not sure I want to listen to this. And when you think that, that is the very moment that you've got to decide that you're going to listen. One day I was at a meeting in Newcastle and Mark DuPont was preaching. And he mentioned five things. Five things. And I went up for all five. He said one thing, I went up for that, got prayer. Sat down again, he said another thing, I went up for that, got prayer. It happened five times and he only mentioned five things. I can't remember what they were. But what I'm trying to say to you is when the Lord convicts you, you need to deal with it. And if the Lord is convicting you right now, if you feel that there is something in you that needs to go and you're sure of it, then just say, it's me. Just say that word now. Okay, I'll give you another moment, because one or two of you, you're not saying it's me and you know it is. Just say it's me, and I want you to say it out loud. It's me. Okay, I'm going to pray for you. I want you to raise your hands now, both your hands. If you're able to raise your hands, I want you to raise your hands. And with your hands raised and your eyes closed and you're listening to my voice, I'm going to now begin to pray. Heavenly Father, you know who is raising their hands. Lord God Almighty, you know who you are convicting. Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that the anger and the rage leaves now in the name of Yeshua. It has no right to be there. Rage and anger, leave now in the name of Jesus. I command you. In the precious name of Yeshua, leave now and never return. And as rage and anger is leaving, I pray a hedge of protection around you. I pray that the Father's Spirit and the love and the peace that comes from Almighty God descends on you now like a dove. In Jesus' mighty name.